Editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Josh Lober of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet, Donnie. Good morning.
So, Josh, COVID-19 is dominating the news and dominating our lives, frankly. What kind of impact is it having on your business?
Well, I mean, there's the business itself, and I think we're in our seventh week of shutdown, so working remote. So internally, things have changed a bit. In terms of the business itself, not much of an impact. We've had a handful of customers that have suspended ES Chat service, less than 1% of our customers, as their businesses are stalled right now, and they will reactivate when they come back online. But for the most part, it's business as usual. We're seeing some growth from agencies who are looking to enhance their capabilities. But for the most part, the agencies that are using ES Chat have been using ES Chat for quite some time.
Okay. And are you hearing anything in terms of push-to-talk over cellular in general? For those businesses that obviously are still considered essential and things like that, is push to talk over cellular gaining traction in the market even more, where in a situation where folks are saying, hey, I need some flexibility in my communications?
Maybe a little bit of incremental business. Mm-hmm. For the most part, the professional agencies and businesses that have to support these type of activities are planning and preparing year round. Mm-hmm. So these activities are fairly seamless. They may be daily users of the product, or they could be, overflow users that are brought online, and agencies that keep caches of pre-configured phones with ES Chat to distribute. It's a mix, but for the most part, the increased use of ES Chat during the pandemic response is from existing customers.
Okay. All right. And a lot of talk to some push to talk over cellular offering companies, and they have special offerings during this time, free month here, free 3 months here, whatever. Are you guys doing any of that?
So with ES Chat, we always offer free demos to customers. We don't sell to the consumer market, but for business users, we offer a free 30-day demo, and for public safety, we offer 60 days. And with public safety, we also include LMR interoperability during that demo period.
Wow. So how does that work for folks? Because that's got to be huge for somebody that's looking at this.
Yeah, I mean, if the agency is interested in interoperability, we'll provide them with a JPS ROIP gateway and an appropriate cable so they can connect it up to their LMR network. It's an entry-level LMR interoperability solution. Unfortunately, on demos, because of the complexity, we can't set up an ISSI or an AIS interface, but it gives them a good feel for how the product works and how interoperability works.
Okay. All right. And how quickly can you put all that together for somebody?
Demos are usually activated on the same phone call when they're requested. So if somebody calls and requests a demo, they'll usually be up and running within 10 minutes. And then the preparation of the gateway, requires some coordination with their radio and IT folks at the agency to prep some configuration, but usually the gateway will ship out within 1 to 2 days.
Okay. All right. Well, very cool. Well, it's an interesting time, and amazing to me to see how many entities on, you know, both the traditional LMR and traditional ES chat users are using this technology, and some of the new players that are getting involved here. Are you seeing, do you foresee any changes within this period, or, and do you have any ideas, are you getting any visibility going forward as to whether this episode is actually kind of changing people's long-term views of on the technology?
It's hard to tell. I mean, we launched the product in 2008 with Verizon Wireless, and it's been growing. We really started to see strong growth in January 2014, and it's pretty well, I think, with the exception of maybe 2 or 3 months, it's been fairly strong month-over-month growth every month since then. And we'll see what the impact of this pandemic is, and if there's new levels of adoption. But certainly in the places that for the agencies that do prepare for these types of emergencies year round, this is a testament to the success of the technology. Obviously we have been supporting first responders, EMS, law enforcement, in the hotspots of, during the pandemic in the New York, New Jersey, DC areas, as well as elsewhere throughout the country.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh, for doing all the work you all are doing out in the field. And thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet. Thanks so much, Tony.